The Archdukes of Atterbury on this moment of Indiana history. Since 2003, an Indiana National Guard training facility has been the last stop for many troops deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan. The Edinburgh facility was built just after the U.S. entered World War II, soon training countless battalions, one of which left barely a trace. With the restoration of Austrian independence, a goal of U.S. war involvement, an Austrian infantry division was formed. It was at the urging of Empress Zita von Habsburg, an expatriate since the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1918. Zita's ulterior motives may have been a Habsburg restoration, but the U.S. and Austria were at least nominally united against the Nazis. In late November 1942, Americans of Austro-Hungarian extraction, including Czechs, Poles, and Yugoslavs, were transferred into the Army's 101st Battalion. Archdukes Charles, Rudolf, and Felix von Habsburg all reported to Camp Atterbury. The Indiana winter was long, and troop morale tenuous. Inter-ethnic divisiveness prevailed, and the enlisted Archdukes were accused of pulling rank. The beleaguered men of the 101st started writing letters to editors about conditions at the camp, but publicity about the unit was strictly banned. The U.S. government hoped to avoid the suggestion that it was supporting an Austrian royalist movement. Heightened media attention in the spring of 1943 prompted the dispersal of the unit in twos or threes, effectively erasing the 101st from Army records. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.